From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. The Missouri Senate is considering legislation that would tie jobless benefits to the state's unemployment rate. Currently, those who are out of work are eligible for up to 20 weeks of unemployment compensation. If passed, the jobless rate would have to be 9% or higher for someone to get 20 weeks of benefits, and it would drop to 13 weeks if the jobless rate dips below 6%. Senate President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey says the bill would provide much-needed relief for small business owners in Missouri.
And it is the businesses that provide the unemployment benefits. Remember, the state benefits are on top of the federal benefits for unemployment. In the last recession, the federal government extended the number of federal weeks. So we think the bill that we're putting forward is reasonable.
Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a similar bill last year. This year's bill has no major changes, but Dempsey believes there's enough votes this time to override a potential veto. The Missouri House gave initial approval Monday to a bill that would allow pharmacists and pharmacy assistants to prescribe a drug that has been effective in treating potentially fatal heroin and other opiate drug overdoses to anyone. State law already allows emergency personnel and first responders to carry and administer the nasal spray marketed as Narcan. Republican Representative Steve Lynch of Waynesville says parents and friends of addicts want broader access to the life-saving drug. He says in states where broader access has been approved and police carry the antidote, deaths from overdoses have dropped dramatically. The Missouri Senate is still working on the House version of the student transfer fix. Senate members debated and approved several amendments Monday. One would provide incentives for receiving districts that charge no more than 70% of a spending district's tuition and take in at least 25 transfer students. It was sponsored by Republican Senator David Pierce of Warrensburg.
Then they would be able to take advantage for the first 2 years of that meet or exceed targets established by a state accountability system. The receiving district shall earn additional credit in academic achievements on its annual performance report.
After more than 90 minutes of debate, the bill was sent back to the Senate's Fiscal Oversight Committee to examine how much money the extra language would cost. The bill was passed last month by the House with an estimated $25 million price tag. The original Senate version of the same bill would cost more than $200 million. Some Columbia Elementary School students will be attending a new school beginning in the 2016-2017 school year. Columbia Public School Board of Education voted at Monday night's meeting to approve boundary changes for Columbia Elementary Schools. Superintendent Dr. Peter Stipelman says the changes are important as the community continues to grow.
We're going to see incredible growth where we open up another school in 2018, an early childhood center in 2017, and our goal is to open up a middle school in 2019.
The amended boundaries will make way for the city's newest elementary school, Beulah Ralph, located in Southwest Columbia. At its meeting Monday night, the school board also elected James Witt as its new president. Volunteers were recognized for the work in Mid-Missouri yesterday at the 14th Annual Columbia Tribune Hero Awards. Nick Foster, Executive Director of the Voluntary Action Center, says recognizing these individuals might lead to an even greater good in the community.
I think it opens doors for everyone who hears those stories to think about how they might be involved as well.
The seven winners were chosen from more than 40 entries. In addition to the award the winners receive, the non-for-profit organization that the winner represents also receives a $400 grant. Renovations on MU Lafferty's Hall will begin in May after Governor Nixon approved $38.5 million to renovate the 1935 and 1944 section of the building. MU will replace the deteriorating lab spaces in these sections, connecting them to the rest of the building and making the entire building ADA accessible. Senator Kurt Schaefer says that he wants to keep students as up-to-date as possible going into the future.
I'm proud that the $38.5 million that the state is able to contribute to this project is going to advance the purpose of this land-grant university and make sure that our students have the ability into the 21st century to be top-notch engineers.
The main floor of the renovated sections will be student-centric with space for competition teams, conference rooms, and study spaces, as well as flat-screen panels and other electronic equipment. The project is due for completion in late December 2016. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.